Principle 4.4. If it is your meeting to run, manage the conversation. There are many reasons why meetings go poorly, but frequently it is because of a lack of clarity about the topic or the level at which things are being discussed. For example, the principal machine level, the case at hand level, or the specific fact level. A. Make it clear who is directing the meeting and whom it is meant to serve. Every meeting should be aimed at achieving someone's goals. That person is the one responsible for the meeting and decides what they want to get out of it and how they will do so. Meetings without someone clearly responsible run a high risk of being directionless and unproductive. B. Be precise in what you're talking about to avoid confusion. It is often best to repeat a specific question to be sure both questioner and responder are crystal clear on what is being asked and answered. In an email, this is often as simple as cutting and pasting the questions into the body of the text. C. Make clear what type of communication you're going to have in light of the objectives and priorities. If your goal is to have people with different opinions work through their differences to try to get closer to what is true and what to do about it, open-minded debate, you will run your meeting differently than if its goal is to educate. Debating takes time, and that time increases exponentially depending on the number of people participating in the discussion. So you have to carefully choose the right people in the right numbers to suit the decision that needs to be made. In any discussion, try to limit the participation to those whom you value most in light of your objectives. The worst way to pick people is based on whether their conclusions align with yours. Groupthink, people not asserting independent views, and solothink, people being unreceptive to the thoughts of others, are both dangerous. D. Lead the discussion by being assertive and open-minded. Reconciling different points of view can be difficult and time-consuming. It is up to the meeting leader to balance conflicting perspectives, push through impasses, and decide how to spend time wisely. A common question I get is, what happens when someone inexperienced offers an opinion? If you're running the conversation, you should be weighing the potential cost and the time that it takes to explore their opinion versus the potential gain in being able to assess their thinking and gain a better understanding of what they're like. Exploring the views of people who are still building their track record can give you valuable insights into how they might handle various responsibilities. Time permitting, you should work through their reasoning with them so they can understand how they might be wrong. It's also your obligation to open-mindedly consider whether they're right. E. Navigate between the different levels of the conversation. When considering an issue or situation, there should be two levels of discussion: the case at hand and the relevant principles that help you decide how the machine should work. You need to clearly navigate between these levels in order to handle the case well, test the effectiveness of your principles, and improve the machine so similar cases will be handled better in the future. F. Watch out for topic slip. Topic slip is random drifting from topic to topic without achieving completion on any of them. One way to avoid it is by tracking the conversation on a whiteboard so that everyone can see where you are. G. Enforce the logic of conversations. People's emotions tend to heat up when there is disagreement. Remain calm and analytical at all times. It is more difficult to shut down a logical exchange than an emotional one. Remember, too, that emotions can shade how people see reality. For example, people will sometimes say, "I feel like something is true," and proceed as though it's a fact, when other people may interpret the same situation differently. Ask them, "Is it true?" to ground the conversation in reality. H. Be careful not to lose personal responsibility via group decision-making. Too often, groups will make a decision to do something without assigning personal responsibilities, so it is not clear who is supposed to follow up by doing what. Be clear in assigning personal responsibilities. I. Utilize the 2-minute rule to avoid persistent interruptions. The 2-minute rule specifies that you have to give someone an uninterrupted 2 minutes to explain their thinking before jumping in with your own. This ensures that everyone has time to fully crystallize and communicate their thoughts without worrying they will be misunderstood or drowned out by a louder voice. J. Watch out for assertive fast talkers. Fast talkers are people who articulately and assertively say things faster than they can be assessed as a way of pushing their agenda past other people's examination or objections. Fast talking can be especially effective when it's used against people worried about appearing stupid. Don't be one of those people. Recognize that it's your responsibility to make sense of things, and don't move on until you do. If you're feeling pressured, say something like, "Sorry for being stupid, but I'm going to need to slow you down so I can make sense of what you're saying." Then ask your questions. All of them. K. Achieve completion in conversations. The main purpose of discussion is to achieve completion and get in sync, which leads to decisions and/or actions. Conversations that fail to reach completion are a waste of time. When there is an exchange of ideas, it is important to end it by stating the conclusions. If there is agreement, say it. If not, say that. Where further action has been decided, get those tasks on a to-do list, assign people to do them, and specify due dates. Write down your conclusions, working theories, and to-dos in places that will lead to their being used as foundations for continued progress. To make sure this happens, assign someone to make sure notes are taken and follow-through occurs. There is no reason to get angry because you still disagree. People can have a wonderful relationship and disagree about some things. You don't have to agree on everything. L. Leverage your communication. While open communication is very important, the challenge is to do it in a time-efficient way. You can't have individual conversations with everyone. It is helpful to identify easy ways of sharing, like open emails posted on a frequently asked questions board or sending around videotapes or audio recordings of key meetings. I call such approaches leverage. The challenges become greater the higher you go in the reporting hierarchy because the number of people affected by your actions and who also have opinions and/or questions grows so large. In such cases, you will need even greater leverage and prioritization. For example, by having some of the questions answered by a well-equipped party who works for you, or by asking people to prioritize their questions by urgency or importance.